So I'm now joined in the Lincoln City tent by their commercial person.
What's your name? It's Jake Longworth from the commercial department at Lincoln City Football Club.
Okay, Jake, and could you tell me what's going on in the Lincoln City tent today?
So we've got our brand new kit that we've just launched. So we've got the home and away shirt available there. Jerry from Andreas Cart is selling them. It's been very, very busy. We've also got the Vanarama National League trophy here as well, which fans are taking pictures with. It's been very, very busy, and everybody seems to be really chuffed that we're here, and we're thrilled to be here as well. So.
Okay, fantastic. And obviously following Lincoln's success, I can imagine more supporters have been joining you since the show's started today. Is there anything that obviously fans can look forward to tomorrow, perhaps?
I believe Danny Cowley will be here at some point. I've been told he's coming late morning. Not sure on any players, but I know we've asked a couple, and I'm sure a few of them will pop down at some point, but I think that's tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, fabulous. So you can collect autographs, photos, things like that?
Yeah, I would imagine they'd be down for photos and stuff, probably getting mobbed by the crowds. Because they've had an unbelievable season, and the success has been absolutely brilliant. So yeah, it's been an unbelievable year.
Okay, brilliant. And obviously, fans, we can see in front of us now some children being able to take photos in front of the trophy.
Yeah. I mean, it's great for the kids. The kids love it. We've given them the chance to, as you can hear now, shout in Lincoln City and stuff. Now everybody's loved it, and it's sort of brought the whole city together. Everybody's chuffed. It's been an unbelievable season. I can't even describe how good it's been. It's been hard work off the field as well as on the field as well. There's been a lot of late goals and drama and stuff, but it's put Lincoln on the map, really. It's been awesome.
And obviously, as a Lincoln graduate yourself, you've noticed the club grow since you've started university.
And
obviously following that as well, since you've joined the club. Obviously from that, have you noticed a rise in the club since its beginnings when you first joined here?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I think last season we had about 1,100 season ticket holders at the start of the season, and this year already, I mean, what are we, 6 or 7 weeks away from the start, and we're already into the 5,000 already. So, I mean, the stadium only holds 10,000, plus you've got the away fans, so it leaves us not many to sell to general public. And the support that we've had has been unbelievable, especially with the huge cup games that we had last year and the huge crowds we had at Cintza Bank towards the end of the year. It was the hottest ticket in town, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah, I could obviously tell that myself. I don't know, is this a charity pot on the side? Is there anything you can tell me about that?
Yeah, it's for the Sport and Education Trust. So they are part of the community at Lincoln City Football Club, and they raise money for disabled children, and it's a fantastic cause, and everybody's been really generous so far, so it's been really good.
Brilliant, thank you very much for that.
No problem.
And I'm at the giant tortoise little sort of shelter type place, makeshift shelter, where he's brought them along for everyone to view and interact with. Adrian, could you tell us more about these tortoise we've got here, please?
Hello there. Yeah, we've got a group of 10 here today at the show. All the same breed, they're the Aldabra giants, so these guys, you know, will get big. We've got some youngsters ranging through from about, 10 years up to early 30s, so we've got boys and girls, and we've brought a selection along. People can come along and meet them and stroke them, interact with them, ask questions if you pop down to the enclosure in the countryside arena.
And what got you into breeding tortoise? If you breed them yourself, or what got you into keeping them yourself?
These guys I've not personally bred myself. These have all been imported throughout their lives in the past from Mauritius. They're now a group which I've effectively offered sanctuary to in terms of their previous keepers through illness, death, marriage breakdown, etc. We're unable to look after them, so I've taken them on as a long-term pets now. It started when I was, literally about 4, and I wanted a dog, but found out I was unfortunately allergic to cats, dogs, birds, rabbits, anything like that, and my only options were tortoises or goldfish as pets. And
so it's a history. Long history of keeping them yourself. Yeah. And obviously, do these guys have names at all? I've noticed quite a large one in front of us here.
The big guy there, that's Samson. Everybody probably knows about him now. They hear about him often enough. But that's Samson. We've got his girlfriend, Bonnie. We also got Trojan, another big male here today. There's Zelda, Zeus, Poppy, Astrid, Jupiter. Nina. Oh, wow.
Wonderful names there. Not quite conventional names by most people's standards.
Some different ones there, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
brilliant. And if people can come and find you or want to know more about any more information you have about these tortoises or yourself, in fact, where can they find that?
Absolutely. Pop along and see us. We're down in the corner in the Countryside Arena, just off the back of the Countryside ring where they're doing all the demonstrations. But yeah, you're welcome to pop along and meet them and come and have a chat. Any questions you've got, even if it's domestic tortoises, you know. We're here to see if we can help in any way and just come and see something different and something that you don't see outside of a zoo environment normally.
That's brilliant. There's an email address on the pen if you wouldn't mind reading that out. If that's
it's my personal address. It's Adrian J. Graham, which is GRAHAM, @yahoo.com. And yeah, anybody who's got any questions or wants to get in touch, if you drop me an email on that, I'll get back to you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, mate.
Following Lincoln's success over the last few months,
sure.
What are the players looking forward to now in the new season?
Well, I think the new challenges that lie ahead, obviously we enjoyed the success that we had last year, but the key now is to try to capitalise on the momentum that we've got and try to have sustained success, and that's what we're working hard towards.
And any fixtures we're particularly looking forward to?
The first one, certainly Wickham, looking forward to that. Our first game back in the Football League, that'd be a great game. I think there's some fantastic games, aren't there? There's lots of big clubs and lots of good teams. So, no, it's going to be a really exciting season.
And finally, you're looking forward to Lincolnshire shows? Anything
yes,
you're,
no.
You're looking out for?
This is my first experience at a Lincolnshire show, and it's what an amazing place and what an amazing show. Yeah, no, I'm taken back by how big it is and how many people are here.
Fantastic, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
So from one thing to another, I've been joined now by the Battle of Britain Memorial Flights, Paddy. Paddy, could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here and you know, essentially why you've come to Lincolnshire show?
Yes, of course. Good afternoon. There's four guys here from the public relations team for the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, and we're down here at Link's show to spread the word and get engaged with the public here.
Okay, fabulous. And could you tell us a little bit about the BBMF, also known as the BBMF, and what kind of planes you've got on offer to show the public this year?
Okay, well, the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight primarily is a memorial to all those who have served in the Royal Air Force and have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And we have a number of aircraft that display as part of the team and represent all those people. We've got one Lancaster, we've got six Spitfires, two Hurricanes, a Dakota and two Chipmunks on the flight. So as you say, it's a very sort of vast amount of aircraft that display continually throughout the display season. And we'll be attending the event today in the form of, well, we'll have one Spitfire flying over this afternoon.
And obviously I noticed you've got a few of the other guys with you. Are they all local yourself? Are you local yourself? Have you been to Lincoln's show just before at all?
Well, this is my second year attending the event with the BBMF PR team. The other gentlemen that are here, two are based at Coningsby and one at Waddingdon. So we're a pool of volunteers essentially from the outer RAF beyond BBMF that come together throughout the display season to get involved and to help with the PR side of BBMF.
Okay, fantastic. And if obviously people wanted, people who weren't lucky enough to come to Lincolnshire show but want to find out more about the BBM, where can they head to?
Okay, well, we're based at RAF Coningsby in the centre of Lincolnshire, and the visitor centre is open Monday to Friday, very occasionally on the weekends. But you can go onto the website, find out all the information there. If you do come down to visit us, you can come into the visitor centre and you'll actually get a hangar tour. We've got some incredible tour guides there that know the hangar, the aircraft and the people inside out, and they can give you a really good insight to what's part of the BBMF.
Okay, fantastic. And to listeners at home, I can reiterate that myself. I've been there a couple of times and I can vet for when Paddy's saying it's fantastic. It is brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, Paddy. So, we've moved away from the BBMF and from one plane type event marquee to another. We're at the Scampton Air Show marquee, running from the 9th to the 10th of September. Not too far away for you, for viewers listening. And I'm introduced here to...
Alison Bryce.
Alison, and we've got us as well...
Anne Turner,
thank you. And so, could you tell us a little bit more about Scampton Air Show, what people can look forward to in its maiden year, you know, what people can get up to, wasn't in a time whilst they come and visit.
Sure, so yeah, it's the very first air show this year at RAF Scampton. We're really looking forward to it. People can look forward to a 5-hour flying display, but it's not just about what's going on in the air. In the ground, we've got Techno Zone full of STEM activities for kids. We've also got a vintage village where there'll be live entertainment, 1940s, singers, all sorts. So yeah, it's everything going on in the air, but it's not just about that. It's everything on the ground too. So.
Brilliant. And what kind of things can people look forward to? Is there any kind of displays in particular that you like or other people might... like out of popularity at all?
Yeah, well, obviously we've got the Red Arrows. Been at the home of the Red Arrows. Everyone's looking forward to seeing them display on home ground. But we've got lots of international participation as well from all around the world. Some great aircraft coming, so really excited. We've got some more to announce as well, so keep your eye on the website.
Okay, brilliant. And obviously being based in Lincoln... and obviously you get a lot of Lincolnshire visitors annually, and as it's moved from Waddington, is there anything to stand out from Waddington's display, or is it sort of similar from to what Waddington produced in previous years?
Obviously there will be similarities. It's an air show in Lincolnshire. There's huge RAF presence here in Lincolnshire and such a demand for an air show to be back. But Scampton's a brand new event, brand new location, and it will have its own identity. So obviously there will be similarities, but we're really looking forward to it being a new show. So.
And obviously being just down the road from Scampton, have you had many visitors here today? Have many people shown an interest in Scampton, Scampton Air Show, and have many tickets gone on sale yet?
Yes, there's tickets selling really well, especially our enclosures are really selling out. People really want that crowd line view, but tickets selling well, huge interest for the show. People have been buying tickets today. A lot of people have been minding of the show and are going to get their tickets because they are available online or by phone. So, yeah.
And yeah, that's all right. Yeah, and is there anything particularly, obviously, you're looking forward to at Scampton Air Show, or is there anything... have you been to air shows yourself before? Is there anything you particularly like about air shows?
I enjoy the vintage displays, I think, the best. And, of course, we're going to have them at ours as well. And, of course, Scampton is home of the Dambusters, and the Heritage Centre will be open during that time for people to come. Guy Gibson's office will be available for people to see as well. And I think that's a big part of people coming to Scampton.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I can obviously vet for that myself, having been there myself before, and I can recommend people go there. It's fantastic. And if people wanted to look for tickets or purchase tickets, how much are they and where can they find them?
Tickets are £39 for general admission. Of course, children 16 and under are free. They can buy them online. Just go onto our website, scamptonairshow.com, and all the information is on there for them.
Okay, brilliant. And can they buy them on the gate if they turn up on the day? Is that possible at all?
No, we won't have general admission tickets for sale at the gate that day. So we're encouraging everyone to go online and okay. Purchase.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving on from Scampton Air Show, I've now made my way and I've been here for a short while now at the Phantom stand. Who have we got here?
Mike Davey
and
Dave Gledhill.
Dave, great to meet you both, and I had a nice discussion with those both just before this recording. Being the owner of it, Mike,
yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what you've got here to display for the people at Lincolnshire Show?
Got a pretty unique exhibit here. It's the cockpit section of an F4 Phantom XRAF machine.
And obviously it's a remarkable thing here, and something that, obviously, like you've told me, it's the only one of its kind in the UK. That people can actually get in and crawl around as such.
It's not the only one, but it's pretty unique in that it's a travelling exhibit, and it's as complete as you're going to get for an original Phantom. And we allow people in and out, sort of school kids, as you've just seen, and members of the public, just to experience what life was like in a F4 Phantom 25 years ago in the RAF.
Okay, fantastic. And how did you acquire this? How did you get a hold of this this fantastic job?
Well, I've always been an enthusiast of the Phantom, and a group of us each had our own project. And this belonged to a friend, Ray, who unfortunately passed away about 10 years ago. And the family were left with the cockpit, and it was going downhill, basically corroding away. It was stripped of instruments, full of bird muck and flies and things. And really, it needed a bit of TLC, or more than a bit of TLC. So I thought, right, let's take it on. So I struck a deal with the family, and I took her over. XV490 is the serial. Took the jet on, and in the last 6 years, we've been restoring it. In the last 2 years, we've had the British F4 Phantom Preservation Group have been, some of their lads have been across and they've done the job that you can see on it at the moment.
Say to the people listening at home, it's absolutely stunning at the minute. Now, if I turn my attention here to Dave. Dave, I understand you've had a lot of service history in this jet.
I have, yes. I was a navigator on the squadrons. In fact, I flew this aeroplane probably about 40 times over my service career. It followed me around the Air Force. It was on my first squadron at Wattisham, where I first came across it. It then followed me out to Germany at Wildenrath, and then came back to Coningsby, where I ended up as an instructor on the Phantom. So it literally was an old friend.
Okay, fantastic. And what's brought you both to Lincolnshire Show? Have you been here before? And if this is your first time, what do you love about the show?
Well, this is our second time here, and we did exactly the same last year. We brought the Phantom along, and it proved to be just as popular.
And fantastic. And Dave, what are your opinions on the show? Have you looked at anything else today? Is there anything particular that you've enjoyed about this?
Well, it's funny, I'm a writer. I now write aviation books, and writing can be quite a solitary experience, tap away at the computer there. But it's great to come to a show like this because you see people, and people ask you questions, and you get to talk about the cockpit. And let's face it, anybody who's flown an aeroplane loves to talk about aeroplanes. So it's just great to interact with people, and really, really, it's great stuff.
And I noticed there's quite a huge presence of a lot of children as well. They're very attracted to it. Obviously, not really well known to the Phantom themselves, but it's probably the first time they've come and seen it. What's the general reaction been?
Well, the wide-eyed stare, and it's quite a complex cockpit, and lots of knobs and switches in there. And first look, it seems daunting, but actually, like anything, it's like driving a car. When you get to know it, when you know what you're looking for, it becomes very straightforward. Having said that, we had a four-month course to learn how to fly this aeroplane, and that assumed that you could fly an aeroplane before you climbed into this one. So it took a little bit of time to get used to it, but it was great fun. It was a great aeroplane.
Okay, fantastic. And Mike, if anyone wants to come and see you throughout the year, is there anywhere else they can come and find you?
Yeah, the cockpit lives at the Newark Air Museum. It's not open for sitting in at the museum very often. They have open cockpit days, so if you're interested, get in touch with Newark or look on their website. Just dial in Newark Air Museum, and that will tell you when they have their open cockpit days, and you can go and have a seat in the Phantom there.
And if anyone wants to find you on social media, is there anywhere they can come and connect with you?
We have a Facebook page. It's called the award-winning XV490. Because last year we won a major prize at the Newark Show at an event called Cockpit Fest, which brings together all the aircraft cockpit owners from around the UK, and we scooped the grand prize for our then new restoration. So,
okay, fantastic. Thanks, Mike and Dave, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. What there's remaining of the day today.
Thank you.